afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the podcast for all things music. But what was that?
Your wish just came true.
Okay, let's. Should we keep going?
Yeah, why not? Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, we had a little bit of magic happening. This is the Rock Solid, the podcast for all things music, both new and classic. And joining me today is
I'm Gary Lucy.
Well, there you go. and the guy to my right is I have a new nickname for him. It's Matt Belknap. He's the silent partner.
Yeah, silent but deadly partner.
Yeah, that's Matt Belknap. He's going to be running the. The boards and all the sound cues, and he might even look up information if we need it. And
Pat, we have such a jam-packed show. I have so much I need to talk to you about, but we have no time for your grab-assery right now. We need, because we have a lot of songs to play. We got a great topic, and we have a special guest.
We have a special guest. From time to time, we're going to try to get some people from the world of rock and roll in here. And today, we're going to do a little thing that we call a John Fogerty moment. And joining us today is John Fogerty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, John, I just have a quick question for you. I want to know, what was the inspiration for the CCR song, Looking Out My Back Door?
Oh, that is a story. When I was a teenager, I would often go to my friend's house. His name was Charlie. And I would sit in Charlie's living room. And sometimes we would just sit and think about things, songs, music, friends, books. Many times we would have those friends over, and they would also give us their opinion on songs and books. And one day I noticed, as I looked through Charlie's kitchen, his back door was wide open. And I said to him, Charlie, is there a reason your back door is wide open? I mean, it seems very dangerous. Anyone could walk in, a hobo, a stray dog, or perhaps a salesman peddling his wares. I mean, the list is endless. And Charlie said to me, and I'll never forget it, he said, look out that back door and tell me what you see. And I said, oh my God, Charlie, that's a song.
That's a great story.
That's a great story. Thank you so much for coming in here, John. For more John Fogerty moments, you can go to www.realrockmusic.com. And from time to time, there'll be a new or an old or just a litany of John Fogerty moments. So thanks, John. We appreciate it.
Can I ask one more question? It kind of ties into our theme today.
Sure.
John, what did you think of Ike and Tina Turner's cover version of Proud Mary when you first heard it?
Well, it's no secret that I am a huge fan of Tina Turner. Yeah. Ike, not so much. But I love Tina Turner. I remember I once met Tina Turner. She came to backstage at a CCR show. And my brother Tom came over and he said, oh my God, John, you will never believe who's here. It's the Boiner.
That's what you guys called her?
The Boiner, yes. Tina, the Boiner Turner. And I said, you mean Tina Turner? He said, yes. She came over and I said, I love you. You are the greatest. And she asked me, would it be okay if Ike and I did one of your songs? I said, are you kidding me? I would be honored if you did a cover of one of my songs. And I thought, you know what would be great? If you did Old Man Down the Road. Well, long story short, she didn't do Old Man Down the Road, but they did do Proud Mary. And the great thing is, I made so much goddamn money off of their version of Proud Mary, I bought a boat. True story.
Wow.
Thank you, John.
That's amazing.
Go to www.realrockmusic.com for more John Fogerty moments. And we thank John for taking time out and coming in to the studio today. Thanks, John.
We got to have him back.
I know.
That's
we
exciting.
Will. We will. We will. We got a big show today. Gary, you want to tell us, everyone, what the topic is today?
Today, is the topic is vast. It is a big topic. It's hard to get both arms around it and to box with God. It is. We wanted to talk about the best cover versions.
What are we going to call this? Undercovers?
Undercovers. Okay, that's as good as name as any.
Undercovers. Undercovers.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about best, we don't mean the best. We just means ones that we like. What we want to do is start a conversation here.
Right.
Maybe have you Twitter in your favorite cover versions.
Absolutely.
We forgot. Everybody that I told, like, hey, what's the topic next time? And I told them, like, oh, are you going to talk about this? I'm like, no! It was so hard. Like, it's just excruciating to leave things off this list. But I managed to pare it down to 5 or 6. So
all right, great.
I will.
Do you got to? Do you want to go? Did you do a best Bob Dylan cover?
I did do a best one. What's yours? Do you want to start?
Yeah. I'll start. First of all, a lot of people might think that the best one would be this.
Think about it. All along the one.
A lot of people might like this one. This is Guns N' Roses version of.
Oh, Knockin' on Heaven's Door.
Yeah.
I guess some people would think that.
And then I thought
people had never heard of All Along the Watchtower or Mr. Tambourine Man.
Well, the next one, then I thought most people
it
would like
me, babe.
But this is probably what most people would probably like.
This is to me. This is the definitive. He wrestled this. I mean, this song belongs to him.
Is this yours?
No. This is not mine because I tried to pick things that people wouldn't maybe think of.
Okay. Well, mine actually is something that people would think of. This is my favorite Bob Dylan cover.
All right, this is Tambourine Man
by the Byrds.
Awesome.
I think their album that this is off of is also actually called Mr. Tambourine Man, too.
I believe you're right. You could, in this remastered version, you could almost hear the fringe on David Crosby's jacket.
I thought that. Did he have a mustache at that time? I thought that might be Wispy Mustache.
Let me listen. Oh, you know, you may be right. Yeah. You used to be able to make a handsome living only covering Bob Dylan back in the day.
I know. And Bob Dylan would make a handsome living letting you cover him.
Probably bought a boat like John Fogerty.
So you went off the beaten path.
I went off the beaten path a little bit. There was, I remember when I was in high school, this one really resonated with me. I was reading like Cream magazine or something. And there was one of those little half page articles about, Jason and the Nashville Scorchers.
I remember them.
Or
the
Jason
guy,
the Scorchers.
He wore a cowboy hat and long sideburns, skinny dude.
Exactly, looked like Cletus the slack-jawed yokel on Simpsons.
Yeah. I know exactly who that dude is.
And then they got booked to play at our high school's grad night. So I said, oh, you know, maybe I'll see what these guys are about. So I got their cassette. It was one of those Capitol EMI cassettes. So when you like listen to those, it has that doo-dee-doot at the start of it every time and at the end. So anyway, I would always hear those tones before I heard this song, their version of Bob Dylan's Absolutely Sweet Marie. Hit it! Part of the mid-80s cowpunk movement that took off like wildfire. Warner Hodges on guitar. Listen to him, Bird.
This sounds like doesn't sound like the Stray Cats, but Brian Setzer had
here comes the big chorus.
A couple solo albums.
Are you talking about the knife feels like justice?
Yeah,
like those, like
sounds
that
like
era?
That kind of that stuff. Radiation Ranch.
There you go. Yeah, so I saw him at Disneyland, and it was amazing. Here's the line about that grad night.
Who'd you see at Disneyland?
Jason and the Scorchers.
That guy needs to get a new agent. I mean, he's playing your high school. He's playing Disney.
Yeah, this was back in the mid '80s when they're in Cream magazine. They're supposed to be taking off. But I saw him like 2 years later. I was at the CMJ Music Conference, and he's just kind of like, you know, hanging around. No one's talking to him. He's like, you know, off at a table all by himself. I'm like, Jason Ringenberg, I saw you guys at Disneyland. That show changed my life. And he told me, didn't change mine. but here's that line about that grad night, 1984 Disneyland. Jason and the Scorchers,
okay.
Sparks.
Oh, wow.
And Matthew, Ain't Nothing Gonna Break My Stride, Wilder.
Ooh.
That is you want to talk about rock and roll.
Does Matthew Wilder, does he score movies right now? What does he do?
I don't know.
I think he produced, I could be wrong. I think he produced some No Doubt stuff, Matthew Wilder.
That could very well be. Let's just go with that. Let's spread that rumor.
What's the next? What do you got? For
I'll kick out a category.
Yeah, kick out a category. Let me see if I have
one
of these.
Let's hear. And if you want to get to something later, you can tell me that. Tell me a song that you didn't like the original song, but the cover version is amazing.
You know what? This I know you threw this out to me, and I couldn't find one of these. This is difficult because. Mm. You know, if I don't like the song, I'm kind of one of those people that nothing you can do is going to make me like the song.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes a
good
cover,
but this is a great
though.
Category. I tried and tried to find one. But go ahead. What's yours?
Okay, I'll just hog it again. This is my most played song on my iTunes just because. Like,
wow.
Just because I had to listen to it 10 times a day at one point, and then also like the artist names comes at the start of the alphabet, so it was like the first thing on the iPod. So, okay. Like when you listen to a podcast, like it goes right there. So it seems like I'm obsessed or something, but I'm really not. It's it's by Aha is the original artist, and
okay.
it's the unique take by the lead singer of the New Pornographers, Carl Newman, and it's a take on me. Let's hear like a little bit of this. This is really. This is the stupidest song, but.
This might work for me because I do not like this song at all.
It's horrible. But he manages to.
To pull some life out of it?
Make it poignant and yet leave the stupidness intact somehow. Okay. Yeah. Listen, and he's just got this sweet voice, and he really, really goes for the high note. I'll shut up.
I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway.
This already blows the original away.
Another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me. Take me on.
Well, I think you picked you picked a perfect one for this category.
Nice.
I like that. And say the artist again.
He goes by A.C. Newman or Carl Newman, lead singer of the New Pornographers. It's from one of those Starbucks Valentine's compilations that they have at the counter there from like 2009 or
something.
So
maybe
like
not on iTunes, but maybe.
I think it might be there. I think you could get it. Yeah, it's called Sweethearts, the name of the thing. Let's hear a couple of your categories. Let's hear two from Pat.
I've got... Well, I'm not a Tom Waits fan.
Right, yeah.
At all. I don't like Tom Waits. As a singer.
Yeah.
But when I hear other artists do his songs, I like the song. So
you can write a song, yeah.
So I'm going to play, let's play a little bit of the Tom Waits version of this song. It's called I Don't Want to Grow Up. I mean, that's like a joke, right?
Yeah, is he playing a character? I never really quite.
I mean, this is like a toothless guy at a carnival, you know, with a living in a box, and it's just ridiculous.
I respect it, but it's not for me.
No, it's not for me at all. I don't know when you listen to this. Not at the beach.
Yeah.
Okay, and now this is the cover version by the Ramones.
Nice. Now we're talking. You know what this is, Pat? This is a song you don't like, but you enjoy the cover. Like I was just talking about.
What? Well, I do like the song, though.
Oh,
I just
don't like
his voice.
There you go. Strike that from the record.
Yeah. This is from Adios Amigos, their last album.
Last album.
They don't want to grow up.
Good pull.
And they didn't get a chance to.
As it turns out. Yeah, they're all good. Yeah, the Ramones curse.
R.I.P. to Johnny, Joey, and Dee Dee.
Is Marky next?
I hope.
I'm Matthew Wilder.
Yeah, Matthew Wilder.
Tragic Kingdom, Christina Aguilera, Clarkson, Miley Cyrus, and the hit film Mulan.
Wow.
Nothing's going to break that guy's stride.
No, that guy's stride is in full tilt with the Christina Aguilera and the No Doubt. Good for him.
Awesome.
All right. I was right. Yay. All right. Go ahead. What do you got next?
You can go again.
This is the weirdest cover song I've ever heard. It's by an artist that I do like. I don't like what he's doing now, but I love this guy. It's by Rod Stewart. And this is a cover of a song written by Carole King. And... you got to hear this. This is crazy.
What?
Yeah. Like what? Like a natural man. That's terrible. Rod, he did this. This is off the Smiler album. This is like in the 60s. It's like, this isn't even one of his crappy, you know, standard covers. This, why do you pick a song and then you change that you have to change the gender for?
He doesn't know where he is anymore.
Make me feel like a natural man. Oh. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Mr. Gasoline Alley, that's what's become of him.
I'm telling you.
You know what it is? Yeah, that's just like, it's almost like a Twilight Zone. Like, he's so gifted, and then he's got those shitty kids.
I know. He's got those shitty kids.
Oh, man. What a sad thing.
He's got all those beautiful wives and those shitty kids.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But you know, I have a weird cover version. I know you're a big fan of The Who.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of this gal, Petra Haden?
She's a very
popular rock violinist. She was in a group called That Dog, and she was in the Decembers for a while. She toured with Foo Fighters on their big acoustic tour.
Oh, okay, yes, then I do know who she is from, yeah. The Foo Fighters.
Exactly. So she she likes to do these
dismissive answer.
I thought that was your way of saying yes. Keep going.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Now you're stifling a yawn. Mm. All right, no, I will. So she does this thing where she does these a cappella albums, and you might have heard she did some car commercial where she did Let Your Love Flow,
cool.
That Bellamy Brothers song. She does like. I don't know, Don't Stop Believing, things like that. But she did an entire cover version of The Who's Sellout album.
Wow.
The whole thing. Like, singing every instrument and singing, all those, interstitial bits and everything
and
that.
And that's not, yeah, because the Who's Sellout album has, commercials between the songs.
Little commercials between the songs. And in fact, I instead of, I Can See for Miles, I figured we'd hear one of those little commercials right now. This is her, Petra Haden, doing Heinz Baked Beans by The
so
Who.
So she's not even covering a song. She's covering... Okay.
Wonderful Radio London. Dun, 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 dun. Whoopee.
1, 2, 3, 4. Da 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 ba da da ba da
da na 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 ba na 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 da da da. This is a cover commercial. Commercial cover.
It's weird though, right?
It is very strange.
Yeah.
That's actually a strange album too.
Yeah, yeah, and she recreates the poses on the front with
the big beans
and
the acne medicine.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's that is my weird wild cover.
Wasn't even a song.
But you know, she does all that. Our Love Was is an amazing version on there. Armenia City in the Sky. It's, anyway,
did you is Tattoo on that album?
Yeah, I'm on the spot now. Isn't that on Quick One? I'm not sure.
It might be. It's on one of those.
Yeah.
You're right. It might be on a Quick One.
Yeah. But
the new song,
Tattoo. Oh, you know what? No, it is. I think it is.
I would love to hear her sing Tattoo. I love that song.
Oh, man. My computer's just out of reach.
Now,
can't seem to get to that.
Okay, yes. It is in fact on the Who Sell Out.
Shall we hear a little bit of it? Is that ready to go, man? No. You just have the Who Sell Out. Never mind.
Did you... for the category of a cover that you didn't know it was a cover, do you have one of those?
I do. I was just about to get to that. Should
I go? Yeah, go ahead.
This is one we talked about, this artist on, I think, on Title Fight. Oh, don't get me started on Title Fight. We'll have a sidebar about that later. But it was her breakout hit. And talk about taking a song and making it your own and changing it from some kind of like a sleazy new wave song into a empowerment anthem. This is the original version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Robert Hazard. And it's a snippet of it here. Have you heard this?
No, but I know he wrote it.
Yeah. Kind of cool, right? Kind of new wavy.
It is. Now, but Cindy recorded it first?
No, she recorded it after.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Cover that you didn't know was a cover.
Yeah.
You just chose to play the original.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So I figured, yeah, since people know that, now the other one. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, he was like the guy in Philly for the 80s and, you know, just never quite made it. He had a minor hit called Escalator of Life. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Is it Up the Escalator of Life?
We're riding on the escalator of life.
I would imagine that... that he would be okay since Cyndi Lauper had such a big hit with that album. I wonder if he's I wonder if you're financially well off if you've written one big hit song.
I think he did okay, but I think he's with the Ramones now. Most of the Ramones. He passed on in 2008.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but blessings to him and his family.
Hopefully, Pat, his family.
I'm sorry. I'm sure they're. You know, he was a rock and roller. It wasn't like he was, you know, he was going to be around here like Wilford Brimley.
That's true. How old is that guy?
He's like 39.
I love his albums.
Wilford Brimley. God.
The song that I picked that is a cover that a lot of people might not know it's a cover. When I say a lot of people, I don't mean people that are really know music. I just mean if you just grew up on radio and you just like to listen to radio, you might not know that this is actually a cover of a song. And this is another Rod Stewart song.
Oh, boy.
And it's...
Talk about.
You know who originally recorded this? Wrote it and recorded it?
Boy, I'm embarrassed. I can't think of it.
He's a Muslim.
Oh, Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens. We would be good if we were on like a game show where you just have to give a clue. Muslim. Cat Stevens. Yeah. So I love this song, and I think a lot of people don't know that it's not an original Rod Stewart tune. Matt, did you know that was an original? You didn't know? Don't care.
Okay.
Didn't know the song. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. You don't want to talk about it. All right.
We're like plowing through these. I think we're making good time.
No, we're good. We got a couple other things we have to do. We got a giveaway at the end. That's
nice. Oh, this is exciting then. Let me see. Let me skip to this category. This is this is going to be like a most inspirational cover. This is something, it was like the right song at the right time that I just needed to hear it. It was shortly after 9/11, and it was Conan O'Brien's first show back.
Okay.
And, you know, you remember the national mood then. It was not celebratory. It was, everybody was very down. And so he had the genius idea, let's have on Fountains of Wayne to do an upbeat tune. And they picked one that was on this King's Tribute album called Well Respected Man.
Ooh.
And it was Better Things off of Give the People What We Want.
He's wishing you the bluest skies, hoping something better comes tomorrow, hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses to follow all the doubt and sadness. I know that better things.
I love the Kinks. I love this version. This is off one of my favorite Kinks albums, Give the People What They Want, from 1981. I love that album. Ray Davies has a new album out called See My Friends, where he does all Kinks songs as duets with other people.
Oh, right.
And him and Springsteen duet on this. And it is just like two grizzled boxers
going
head to head.
Oh, man.
Like, I love Bruce. I love Ray Davies. It's probably the worst song on that album.
I was gonna say.
And there's some great artists on there, Mumford and Son, and 88, and
nice.
But man, this—it's just Bruce is just like, it's wishing you the blue earth. It's just like, it's just crazy. It's like you can tell. Oh, this was one take. Okay.
We should. Fountains of Wayne just dropped a new album last Tuesday.
Yeah, they did. What's it called?
It's the title escapes me right now. That's what it's called.
That would be a great title. Did you pick it up?
I e-music that some bitch. Are you on e-music?
I'm not.
It's like a good deal. 49 cents a track over there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's much cheaper than 99.
Yeah. Or 129.
For high quality. I decided that I would pick the best heavy metal cover.
Oh, okay.
So this is a heavy metal group that covered another song, and it's... It was originally done. Let's hear a little bit of the original. It was originally done by Fleetwood Mac.
Hmm.
And this is the Fleetwood Mac version of the Green Man Alishi with the two-pronged crown.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
What the? This is Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, and admittedly, this is kind of cool. This is Fleetwood Mac. This isn't Fleetwood Mac with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. This is Peter Green. That's pretty cool.
Pat.
It's kind of scary. You like this song? No.
I guess. Well, yeah. No, it's cool. I guess I was just like, you know, I want to hear like some shredding Go Your Own Way.
Well, here. Now, this is Judas Priest version with Rob Halford, the metal god.
Oh.
Same song.
the day goes to sleep and the full moon looks.
It's a lot of head bobbing going on in here.
The darkness cooks.
Yeah.
That's how black that night is.
It's black. Cajun style night.
I know. Oh, there's a little guitar for you. So, yeah, when I first heard that song, I'm like, that's a great song. And I looked at the album, who wrote the songs. I'm like, oh, they didn't write this. This is an old blues Fleetwood Mac song. But I love that song.
Yeah, I wish I would have been more familiar with the original so I could hear the contrast more. But it sounded kind of the same. But I've learned something new.
You rocked it up a little bit.
You've educated me today, sir.
I have on what?
I appreciate it. I wasn't aware.
Oh, okay.
To me, the
well, that's good.
Fleetwood Mac started with that Penguin album, and I guess there's that one anyway.
There's a lot of Fleetwood Mac before Lindsey and Stevie. That's for sure.
Like an iceberg.
Did
below the surface.
What do you got next? Better than the original cover? You got one of those?
Let me see. I got one of those for sure.
Okay.
This is one.
I don't want to tell you what to do. You can do whatever you want.
One of the worst songs by one of the best bands, and it's by a guy that a lot of people hate, and they don't even know his name. But if you're familiar with the Juno soundtrack and the Moldy Peaches,
okay,
and
Adam
Green, this is Adam Green's take on Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
Oh.
Aruba, Jamaica, do I wanna take ya? Bermuda,
backed up by Ben Queller. Wait till Ben Queller kicks in
pretty
here.
Mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go to Jamaica?
Off the Florida Keys.
You sure that's not Mike Love?
There's a place called Kokomo.
He says Kokomo.
Where we wanna go to get away from it all.
When they record this, did they do it as a goof or did they think, I like this song?
I don't know. I think it's post-ironic a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think it's part of the new sincerity.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like this a lot.
I like it much better, than the Beach Boys abomination.
I gotta tell you, I haven't disliked any of the songs we've heard today.
Yeah, it's been a good
except
show.
That Tom Waits. No one grew.
And what is on your...
Well, again, I'm not... You reach down deep for yours. I just went with a song by... couple of guys, four guys that had a television show in the 60s.
Hudson Brothers? No.
I would love a Hudson Brothers song. Yeah. This is a song written by Neil Diamond.
Oh. Is it
and it's
Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show?
Wouldn't that...
Oh, here okay. We here we go. Yeah.
And it's not that much different than Neil's original, but I like this one better.
I think that's an affront to Smash Mouth, and I want you to take that back.
Oh, Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth would smash me right in the mouth if they heard this.
Doesn't get much
fun.
Better.
Monkeys are fun.
Doesn't get much better than this.
I have a playlist on my iPod called Bubblegum Music, and that's where I have my Eric Carmen and my Raspberries and my Monkees and my Partridge Family.
I don't like that they claim to be too busy to be putting anybody down. And then, what about that girl who's not the stepping stone?
That's right.
My client has been injured. Anyway, that's a good one. Oh, speaking of that, that's a song that, like, if you're alive and if you have two ears and a heart, you're going to love that song. And that's what I feel about this next one. This is an album. You could give this to anybody you know, and they will love it. A popular L.A. duo called The Bird and the Bee did an entire album tribute. It's called Salute to the Masters or something like that, The Songs of Hall & Oates.
Okay.
So here is The Bird and the Bee doing She's Gone. And kind of like a lounge cabaret, kind of hip.
That is a good song, though.
Yeah. You will love this album, start to finish. It's an instant party starter. You just like...
Everybody's high on consolation.
So trippy, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to tell me.
Oh, Matt's just passing me the magic J-bone. Where's my pocket full of X? That's where I keep it, right? In a pocket?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what X is.
Tell me, That's Inara George on vocals. That's my Nick Harcourt impression, because that's when you hear her name, it's usually him saying Inara George.
I love
morning
that.
Becomes eclectic. That's she's the daughter of Lowell George of
I was going to guess that, sorry,
never mind.
He's deceased though, isn't he, Lowell George?
He's jamming with Robert Hazard and the Ramones right now.
Okay,
I think. No, I'm not sure. Anyway.
This is funny because I just grabbed two songs that I think are really cool covers. And this one actually plays off yours a little bit. This is Joan Osborne doing her version of Sarah Smile.
And me forever. Sarah. Smile.
Kind of a straightforward, but I do like her. I do like a woman singing about a woman.
Yeah, I like a cross-gender song, right. Unless it's Rod Stewart.
Unless it was making him feel like a natural man.
That was rough. That was good. I'm not mad at Joan Osborne. I thought that was a good song.
And then this was my other cool cover. Yeah. It's by Marshall Crenshaw.
Ooh.
And he's going to cover something by the purple one.
Oh, listen to this.
This is Take Me With You by Prince.
Neat.
Pretty baby, just take me with you.
This puts me in the mind of that Warren Zevon Raspberry Beret.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a cool cover.
Yeah.
Warren Zevon did that song with that wasn't a Warren Zevon solo.
It was a Hindu Love Gods.
Hindu Love Gods, which was a couple of the guys from R.E.M.
Yeah, Peter Buck and everybody but Michael Stipe.
Everyone but Michael Stipe. That's cool.
So, yeah, we're in the home stretch here, just picking up all the extra ones I got around. Let's hear a little bit of this Bell Bottom Blues, Matt. There's another one. I'm no Clapton fan, but... this is Against All Odds. This is cool. This is Postal Service. We can hear a little bit of this. The Postal Service, Ben Gibbard from Death Cab, taking on Phil Collins here.
So this lead singer from Death Cab for Cutie?
Yeah, he's the singer of the Postal Service.
How many groups are these? This is what's wrong with the music business. These guys need to have 9 or 10 groups going to make money.
It's hard to make a living, yeah.
I know.
But that's good listening. But there's this one, Bell Bottom Blues. It's not like a big departure from the original, but... Like, I like to imagine Susanna Hoffs begging me to take her back. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe. But some good guitar work from Matthew Sweet on this one.
Oh, yeah, they have two albums full of covers.
Two albums full of... I think it's called Under the Covers.
Wait, something. We stole that title.
Oh, man. This is probably the most romantic song about pants ever written.
I like Susanna Hoffs. I like Matthew Sweet, too.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Any others that you have just sweeping up the remains of these covers here? But please tell us the ones we forgot, because I know there is a shite ton that we missed.
I've got my best Beatle cover.
Oh, your best Beatle cover? Is it, okay, let me guess. Is it Got to Get You Into My Life by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No, it's a song. It's not that one. That's a great one, though. Yeah. This is kind of a rocked up, straightforward version. But it was produced by George Martin himself, so he gave it the seal of approval. So this is from Bad Boys from Boston.
Oh, I was gonna say, it was also from the Sgt. Pepper soundtrack.
I do love Aerosmith's version of Come Together.
It is really good.
I might like it better than the original,
probably.
And I don't say that too often about Beatles covers.
Yeah.
But this is a high moment for these drug addicts.
They probably don't remember doing it.
They probably don't remember anything. Well, how else would you get them in that movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course they didn't know. They just go, man, we were at the party and we were fighting with these chicks. No, that was, you were fighting with the Bee Gees. Oh, because I think I fucked one of them. Her name was Maurice. No.
The last one I brought, this is a cover of a band that was famous for doing cool covers and not wearing shirts. I'm speaking of Grand Funk Railroad.
Mark Farner,
the bong-rocking bass of Mel Shocker, or whatever Homer Simpson said.
Oh.
And this is...
Homer Simpson's a fan of
him. He loves him. And I think he would love this, too. This is the Jayhawks take on Bad Time. Check this out.
Okay.
I'm in love with the girl that I'm talking about. I'm in love.
girl I can't live without.
Oh, sweating there.
I'm in love.
Matt and I are slow dancing. Watch your hand, sir.
To be in love.
Kicks on Lori. That's nifty, huh?
That is really good. I might like this better than the original. This is really good.
Cool. Well, I'm glad. Well, I think this is a really good show.
Do you have, because I have like two more categories. Do you have the best cover of all time?
Nah, I'll just talk about them.
You just defer to me.
Yeah.
Should we do the worst first or the best?
Oh, the worst. Yeah, let's hear your worst.
Okay.
Save the worst for last.
Because I also have my best cover album of all time. Yeah. But yeah, go ahead. You know what it is. Best.
No.
You don't?
What could Pat's be? I'm trying to get inside of his
This mind. Is the best cover song of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, originally, you know, written and recorded by Otis Redding, released in 65, and then in 67, Aretha records it, and it becomes her signature song. So it's got to be better than the original. It's got to be the best cover of all time. If I say Aretha Franklin, what two songs do you think of? You think of this and Think.
Maybe Pink, Freeway of Love, maybe.
Freeway of Love,
but,
maybe.
Yeah, that's, it is just the standard. I would put that on that gold record that's on Voyager 2
yeah.
that we're sending out into deep space, but I don't have to hear it ever again.
Like, no, I agree with
like
you.
It's like committed to memory. It's right. like totally crapped out, but it is like
that could also be
a high point of our culture.
Could also be a cover that you didn't know was a cover.
Yeah, that's true. That fits many categories. Now, worst, there's is this maybe from one of those Golden Throats compilations like William Shatner?
There is an album right now where some heavy metal guys put together like various like there's a different heavy metal singer and different rock singer on every track.
Oh man.
And it's called Sin S-I-N dash Atra. It's a tribute to Frank Sinatra, all done metal. And this is my favorite vocalist of all time. Robin Zander from Cheap Trick.
They've
put a filter on his voice. I don't know what they did to his voice, but he's gonna tackle Fly Me to the Moon, and this is awful. Play it. That's awful on every level. It's a mess. It just sounds crazy.
As Russell from Fat Albert Show might say, that song reminded me of a broken playground. No swing. That was horrible.
Oh, that is awful.
Oh, yeah, but that'll put me in the mind of my favorite bad heavy metal cover. Remember at the height of hair metal mania, they were just like putting out any kind of product. Remember the Scorpions drummer had a solo album, Herman Z. German?
Yes, Herman Z. German.
And he had a cover of Wipeout, and it was kind of like that. It was just like, you know, everybody going full throttle at all time. No air, no space for anybody.
Don't take a break. Just...
Oh, is this Herman Z. German? No, this is
yeah,
like...
It is. No, that's him. That's him, Matt. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Herman Rarebell.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. Thank you, YouTube.
But, yeah, wait till the... Wait a minute. I take it back. This kind of rocks.
This is better than Respect.
This is better than Respect.
It's just wall-to-wall drumming. What do you want from a drummer?
The drumming solo album. What do you think's going to happen?
He doesn't sing. He just drums. He's not Phil Collins. He's not Dave Grohl. He just drums.
Oh, my goodness.
What was that?
Anyway, wow, that was great. This was
fun. You know what, though? Before we sign off, I do have to... I have a giveaway.
Before you
yes,
give away...
Oh, yes, sir.
Can
go.
Can I give my sizzling links?
Yes.
For today? This is...
Yes!
If you're an aficionado of cover versions, go to the website called You Ain't No Picasso. And that guy there... It's a music website. He painstakingly archives these live versions that by a lot of the top alt-rock bands do. There's like a lot of Decembrists, My Morning Jacket, Fleet Foxes, Of Montreal. Just like... 75-100 cover versions from each one of these guys. You know, good sound quality. It's a really quite an amazing project. So if you wondered what the December singing Mr. Blue Sky would be like, go to that and go to AV Onion Club, the Onion AV Club this week, because they have a series called AV Undercover, and the Decemberists do a nice take of Bob Mould or Sugar. If I could change your mind.
Excellent.
And that's it. And that is my gift to you. Pat, what do you to give?
And also tweet us your best and worst covers at Rock Solid Show.
So many nice tweets. So many support. So much support. Thank you so much, everybody, for even listening to this.
Yes, we appreciate it. We I have a book in front of me that I'm going to give away. It's a Eddie Trunk's Essential Hard Rock and Heavy Metal book with a foreword by Rob Halford. This has got everyone in it A to Z. It's got... it's got AC/DC, Aerosmith, Bon Jovi, Cheap Trick, Led Zeppelin, Ozzy Osbourne, Pantera, Queen, Rainbow, Van Halen, Thin Lizzy. It's got everyone in here.
Now,
Color book. The book is put together like amazing. It's Eddie also he has every band and he picks what his personal playlist would be from that band. It contains full color pictures that have never been seen before, and I'm going to ask a trivia question. Go ahead.
First, explain who Eddie Trunk is.
Eddie Trunk. He hosts That Metal Show. He hosts The Boneyard. He's been on radio for probably over 20 years in New York, and he's always pushing the hard rock and the heavy metal. And this is his first book, and it's dedicated to Ronnie James Dio. Got a foreword by Rob Halford.
And when you say book, what is that? I'm not
familiar. It's bound. It's got
looks
pages.
Like paper. You've got paper that's this. Oh, look at that. And there's
you can
pictures.
Leaf through it.
This is like the internet, but you don't plug it in.
But you hold it. Exactly.
Oh, that looks great. That's interesting.
So,
book.
One
right.
of my.
Where's a pencil?
The first one who can tweet me the answer at Rock Solid Show to my question, I'm going to send you this book. One of Eddie's favorite bands, one of my favorite bands, is a rock band out of Great Britain called UFO. One of their albums from the 80s. Has a distinct relationship to the Beatles. I want you to name that album, and I want you to tell me what the relationship is to the Beatles. You can answer those two questions, you get this book. So that's all for us here at Rock Solid. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Gary Lucy. Keep your feet underground and keep reaching for the starch.
Thanks.
It's my new sign.
I like it.
Rock Solid. Love is a song away, a song away. A song away, oh, and tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away. Ah, well, this is success music, and what's it to you, my lawyer always says these are the facts about the future. Well, tomorrow.